Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Today, meet Sue and Tom, happily married, about to close on their first home when COVID-19 hit mid-March. And Sue and Tom called David because they were concerned about purchasing a home with so much uncertainty surrounding the economy. David answered their questions, assured them that Team Hochberg would cancel their loan if they didn't feel comfortable purchasing at this time, and recommended they talk it over and call him back in the morning. Sue and Tom called the next morning and thanked David for his honesty and answering their questions and not pressuring them into purchasing the home. So if you are purchasing a home and you'd like to work with a lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, especially during challenging economic times, like Team Hochberg helped Sue and Tom, call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homesite Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
It all started with the grilled cheese sandwich. Two simple pieces of bread, some butter, and a slice of American cheese. But after making it day after day, week after week, I hungered for more. Colby, provolone, Gouda. But Gouda wasn't good enough. I wanted great. I added tomatoes, pickles, jalapenos. If I could birth this gooey work of art in my tiny, modest kitchen, imagine what I could do in a gourmet chef's kitchen. So I called U.S. Bank about loaning me some extra cheddar. Now I had the mad cheese skill and a superior grill. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
This hour is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the number 4-KIDS. Young Sean, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Jason Goff is an award-winning journalist.
Yo, there's a lot going on. There's so much going on that you try to make sure that everything is tiered the right way. Like it's a big game of Tetris going on right now, and we're getting filled up, and we're getting to that top, and game might be over, but you find ways to snatch that bottom out with that long tile. I was always an L block guy, to be honest with you.
I like the T block just because I could move it. Like, I like the idea of the function of it.
I used to try to rotate it and slide it into a peg that was, like, standing alone, and I would never be able to slide it in there the way I needed to, and next thing you know, I get frustrated. I'm two ones down. Then you get that four-block square, which is just useless.
It's absolutely useless.
Absolutely useless. Tell me how much of a gangster were you? Did you turn off the preview?
Yes.
No, you didn't. You a damn liar. You did not turn off the preview.
Yes, I did.
If you didn't turn off the preview out there, then you a sucker. You out here knowing what was going to come. You were planning your whole game. That's the cheat code. That, my friends, is Tetris privilege.
Nelly, that reminds me, do you want this chair in the bedroom? Because to be honest, I don't think it's going to fit through the door.
Don't listen to Jim. Have you ever seen him play Tetris?
Oh, I think I'll just use this line horizontally. Oh, I have no idea what a gift this line is.
That was one time.
I will get the chair in.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Yeah, that was a lot of fun yesterday. As it usually is with Jason Goff, if you missed it, it's up on the show's podcast and you can check it out. Hey, Alexa, play Lawrence Holmes on the Score. I like to do that because every now and again, someone's actual Alexa pops on and then they're listening to 670thescore.com or the radio.com app. Welcome into the show. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock today. We got a show that's very well-rounded today. Maddie Lee, who covers the Cubs, she's new to the Cubs beat over the last couple of months for NBC Sports Chicago. She's going to join me at 12:20. Nora Princiotti, who used to cover the Patriots and now covers the entire NFL for The Ringer, I want to talk with her because she wrote a piece about how in the world the NFL is going to try to make this work. And I want to ask her some questions about that. The Chris Jones new deal, and it looks like the Kansas City Chiefs are set up for a while to do well because the Mahomes money isn't even a problem yet, and it doesn't look like it's going to be. And Rick Bozich, a legendary Louisville broadcaster, I want to talk with him about the TBT. Before we talk with Rick, I don't know if you watched the championship game last night. And we had Mo Creek on the show yesterday, and we were excited because maybe he could finally beat the Golden Eagles team. And I told him I just needed one thing. I just needed him to win. I just needed him to win. Not only did they not win, they lost in the most Marquette gets on my nerves type of way, with a damn Diener winning the game-winning shot.
It's got to be a good three. Remember the baseline runner by Wilson in the last win. There it is. Watch Wilson.
They go inside and out. Bikes feeds it in. Diener to win it. God, he's done it again! Travis Diener, the Golden Eagles are the champions of TBT!
Now, if you would have been in the house yesterday while I was watching the TBT, as soon as you saw the ball rotate, you would have seen me go, well, I can't say it on the radio, but as soon as the ball got into Travis Diener's hands, I threw my hands up and yelled an expletive because I knew exactly what was getting ready to happen because I've seen it too many times before. Congratulations to those guys. I will say it was a pretty cool moment at the end of this thing. So they did a press conference at the end with the players, and Zelle is one of their business partners, one of their sponsors. And as the guys were talking in the post-game press conference, they got their money. So the TBT is a $1 million tournament. The winning team gets to split $1 million. Every player got $93,000 or whatever it was. And as they're there on the podium, like, they got the notification that the money was already in their account, and they went crazy. That was kind of a cool moment, even for a bunch of dudes who used to terrorize DePaul. It was still entertaining. I enjoyed watching the game until I saw that ball rotate, and I was like, ah, this is exactly what happens. It's always a Diener. It's always a Diener that does that to you. So, that is correct, Sean. That is well, that's not exactly how I felt. I was a lot angrier than the sad trombone. But it's good. It's good that sports can still elicit stuff like that for me. Speaking of sports, if you watched the Cubs intra-squad game on Marquee last night, hit me up on the text line. 312-644-6767. I'd love to know what you thought of it, and maybe it was your first experience watching Marquee, or at least watching a game, and I'm using air quotes, on Marquee. What did you think? I thought it was always good to get baseball back, and like you get Lynn and JD back, but what did you think of it? Speaking of the Cubs, there's some not-so-good news as it pertains to the Cubs, too. One of them is a story that we've been keeping track of over the last couple of days, and that's the idea of the testing for some reason being very slow for the Cubs, where they had the manager not be able to be a part of the practices and the scrimmages because they're not getting tests back. Today, they've got six people that can't be a part of their scrimmage, which they're going to have, I think, at 12:30 today. They're going to have another scrimmage. So that's not good that this keeps happening, and it's something that has to be corrected before we get to actual games, because the Cubs have pretty much told you, and when we talked yesterday to Bruce basically confirmed it. If something like this happens before a game, the Cubs are going to sit their players because they're taking this so seriously and they're trying to be safe. So these tests need to get back, or else it puts the Cubs at a really terrible competitive advantage or disadvantage. So that's something that's got to get corrected. The other thing is, I don't know if you know this, but Anthony Rizzo needed an MRI on his back, and the results came back, and it's inflammation of the rib cage. I was talking with someone in the know this morning who said, you know, it's kind of what we see, and we went back and forth on this, and I came to the conclusion that with Rizzo, this is what happens. You get to baseball activity, he gets stiff. Once the muscle memory comes back, his back is usually fine, or his rib cage is usually fine. My worry is, how many times can you go through that cycle of it being the case and it still be the case? Like, how many times can we go, oh, well, he'll be fine towards the middle of the season? Once the muscle memory comes back with more baseball activity, he'll be totally fine. When does that not happen? Just something to think about. We'll talk with Matty Lee about that coming up in a little bit. And I'm looking forward to your text messages if you were watching. The Tech Zone, by the way, is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. It's the same number that you would call. We just married the two. 312-644-6767 is the number. Okay, a couple other things baseball-wise. Today, the White Sox intra-squad game is going to be on the TV. So we had been doing it on the My Teams app, and now it's going to be on NBC Sports Chicago at 1 o'clock. So at 1 o'clock, what I'd like for you to do is watch the White Sox game while you're still listening to this radio show. Especially since a conversation I'm going to have with Rick Bozich. I knew Rick was a White Sox fan. I didn't know how big of a White Sox fan he was. But we're going to talk about him being a White Sox fan. The other thing is, Ricky Renteria went to a graduation in California with a family member, and he came back. He's waiting on his test results before he can rejoin everyone at White Sox. So when Daryl Van Schouwen threw it out there, I was like, well, wait a minute. Isn't the municipal rule that you have to wait 14 days? Like, you need to be quarantined if you've gone to certain states like California or Arizona or Texas or Florida. And he said, well, you know, because it's MLB, he doesn't have to be quarantined. So I was like, well, wait, why? Because that seems arbitrary. And then I talked with someone in a major league front office who said the reason why is because there is the immediacy of the testing that MLB can do. So Ricky can't come back to the White Sox until he gets a confirmed negative. But because they have their own lab and their own access to testing, he doesn't have to abide by the municipal rules that were set in place by the mayor of Chicago, which I found it to be unenforceable in a lot of ways. David Kaplan, I know that he was in California and he followed the rules. Like, he's been away from, not that we've all been around each other anyway. We've all been, but he quarantined himself after coming back from California. My guess is Herbie's going to have to do that too when he comes back. He's been driving all over the place. This texter says, explain how to watch the Sox on television, like where you usually watch Sox games on NBC Sports Chicago, but the previous ones had been on the My Teams app. Would you
.670 The Score is Chicago sports.
And for nearly three decades,
Chicago sports is
.670 The Score.
Chicago's number one sports station in 1992. And still number one today. A radio.com sports station.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. Unimportant in the grand scheme of things, but significant in the NFL world, it appears that coronavirus is now affecting players who receive the franchise tag to start the offseason. Today's the deadline for those players to sign long-term instead of play under that tag. Extensions appear hard to come by, with at least some teams spooked by the financial uncertainty of the pandemic. They know what money they have for 2020, but lost revenues will affect future salary caps in ways they can't predict right now. The length of an extension, not COVID-19, might be the real problem in Dallas for Dak Prescott. Now, if I was the QB, I'd want any long-term security I could get. If I was the team, I'd want a little more time to make sure Dak was my guy. But since I'm neither, I'll just be confused if the Cowboys took care of Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper before the guy that gets them the football. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Hey.
It all started with a grilled cheese sandwich. Two simple pieces of bread, some butter, and a slice of American cheese. But after making it day after day, week after week, I hungered for more. Colby, provolone, Gouda. But Gouda wasn't good enough. I wanted great. I added tomatoes, pickles, jalapenos. If I could birth this gooey work of art in my tiny, modest kitchen, imagine what I could do in a gourmet chef's kitchen. So I called U.S. Bank about loaning me some extra cheddar. Now I had the mad cheese skill and a superior grill. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Water sports are a great summer activity, even this year. First, avoid activities like jet skiing or water skiing. Instead, opting for activities like kayaking or paddle boarding. Swimming, snorkeling, and diving are great activities too, and have virtually no impact on the environment. And if using sunscreen during any of these activities, make sure to use a sunscreen labeled Reef Friendly or Reef Safe to protect marine wildlife. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Eddie Olczyk.
You know, a guy like Corey Crawford, look, two-time Stanley Cup champion. He's been unbelievable. But there comes a point you have to say, look, we value this player at this number. You cannot afford to overpay players just because. Those are decisions that are not easy. But if you're looking to make another run, you say, look, we want you. But this is, it's going to be, because you guys know this, is that when the player, when the team has the hammer, they use that to, you know, when they're driving the bus, they use that to the best of their abilities. And then when the player gets it, and I've lived both sides, and then when the player gets it, it's like, look, I have to be realistic and to know, look, do I want to be a number one goaltender and make less money, or do I want to try to go make more money and be maybe a backup?
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Charles Peanut Tillman.
Eating dinner last night with my kids, who are mixed, telling them about my racial experiences as a child. And they're like, really, Dad? That really happened to you? I'm like, yeah, I never knew. And I'm like, yeah, I know I'm successful and I've done things and I've played in the NFL and people know who I am. But at the end of the day, I'm still black. You know me in Chicago as Peanut the Peanut Punch. Woo-hoo. But when I step out of Illinois, Illinois or if I go to another state or someone who doesn't or isn't a football fan, they just see me as a black guy. Money, fame, that doesn't get me out of that situation. It's just like, well, who is this black guy? Have you been drug out of your car just for, well, you look suspicious, come on, get out. Like, I don't